It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
Time off after a big win. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines. The Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Carolina Panthers 52-21 on Thursday Night Football. This was the highest amount of points any team has scored in Heinz Field. In a one-sided game, Pittsburgh had seven different players score touchdowns in the game. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and quarterback Ben Roethlisberger connected on a 75-yard touchdown on the first play of their opening drive. Head coach Mike Tomlin last Thursday.
So it's a lot to be proud of. But we're probably not that good, you know. You get games like that sometimes. The ball gets rolling downhill. We're appreciative of it. It was a great atmosphere tonight. We'll enjoy this long weekend and get ready to roll up our sleeves and fight again. But great night tonight, great atmosphere. Steeler Nation was out.
Also finding the end zone were James Conner, Antonio Brown, Jesse James, Jalen Samuels, and tight end Vance McDonald, who holds his team in high regard.
It really comes back to just our veterans, man. It's guys that have played Thursday Night Football many times. That's what's so exciting about, you know, joining the Steelers team last year and this year. And just the amount of experience and just knowledge of how to approach things, you know, unique things like Thursday Night Football, like Tuesday, Wednesday, packing it all in. It is difficult, but, you know, we did a great job, and I think we had a really good plan going in this game.
Around the league on Sunday, the New England Patriots lost to the Tennessee Titans 34-10, which bodes well for the Steelers. If Pittsburgh wins out, they are in position to get a first-round bye in the playoffs. The same Patriots come to the Steel City on December 16th, a game that is a must-win. If the Chiefs keep winning, they're the best team in the AFC and will get the number one spot, especially because they beat the Steelers this season. Also, the Chargers will make a trek to Pittsburgh on December 2nd and also have a strong chance of wreaking havoc in the postseason as well. This is where the season gets interesting. But before we look so far down the road, the next game up is when the Steelers travel to face the 3-6 Jacksonville Jaguars this Sunday. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sideline Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365. Tune in radio or online at urbanmediatoday.com.